Vikings, let's win this game. Skol Vikings, honor your name.
Welcome to the Weekly Brew, presented by the MSC Reporter. Here's your host, Kevin Corbell.
Hello, guys. My name is Kevin Corbell, your host, alongside Jake the Anvil Reinhardt.
Sup?
And our special guest for the evening, Tommy Wieda.
How's it going?
Good. Pretty good. He is the sports editor for the Maverick Reporter. This is our final pod of the year. This is episode 4. If you want to listen to the rest of our pods, go to maverickreporter.com to listen to our past pods.
MSUreporter.com.
This will be the last episode of the year before the big holiday break here at MSU.
Whoop, whoop.
Santa! Oh my God!
So, today we'll be peeking into Mav Sports and see how they'll be closing out the year. We'll show you talk with the editor again, Tommy Wieda from the MSU Reporter.
That's me.
We'll dive later into the world of pro sports, and I'll tell you who made the naughty and nice list this year for pro athletes. So that should be fun. We'll finish off with our final round of heads up this week, as we'll try to beat our record of 6 correct answers.
Hopefully we can do it.
Yeah, because somebody over here is too slow at guessing heads up answers.
Please.
Okay, so here we are with the sports editor of the MSU Reporter, Tommy Wieda. Tommy, how are we doing today?
besides my neighbors vacuuming at 8 a.m., I'm doing all right.
You know, in college, you kind of expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
My roommate walks dogs at 1 o'clock in the morning, and that doesn't faze me. So. Just to start out, Tommy, you started out as editor, I believe, freshman year, right?
No, I actually transferred from Inver Hills Community College in 2014, and then I got my first gig here as a writer, and then I was a writer for about 2 years, and then, or 1.5 years, yeah.
Okay, so
I just wanted to ask you about that quick. So, in your article, your farewell to the reporter that was published on Thursday, mm-hmm. you mentioned how, you mentioned your girlfriend. And how she worked here as well. So my question to you is, did you find a cute girl you liked and then try to work here with her to get to know her more? Or what's the story there?
No, I was already the sports editor here. And she applied for a job as a sports writer. She actually was in one of my classes too in mass media ethics. So I knew who she was, but I didn't know who she was until she applied for the job here.
Right.
So...
Well, hey, congrats on that relationship, bud.
It wasn't easy, you know.
No, I bet.
I got denied about 5 times. And, persistence is key.
Yeah.
That's what you really? Gotta, yeah.
5 times.
Not 2, not 3, not 4.
What, a couple of those over text, or what are you?
yeah. yeah.
She just said, you're not the worst guy.
Well, hey, props it worked to you out. For not having that end right there, you know? I mean, she still wanted to be friends even after she... found out your intentions.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, Tommy Wieda is currently the sports editor for the MSU Reporter, and he'll be leaving us next semester to do bigger and better things.
Aww.
What are those bigger and better things? What's next for Mr. Wieda?
Well, I get this question a lot, and I love it. I love asking it, Tom. Applying for jobs and figuring out what's up there in the Twin Cities, moving back home.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Rosemont, Minnesota, but my parents live in Eagan.
My mom grew up in Rosemont too, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She went to Apple Valley High School, though.
Small world.
If you had to say your favorite moment from working with the MSU Reporter, except meeting your very fine girlfriend, which by the way,
trust me, she is fine.
What would you say your favorite moment would be working with the reporter? Either like working an event or just like
covering the story. You can go anywhere or anything.
I'd have to say
training camp, anything.
Yeah, it most likely I had a lot of fun doing a lot of stuff here, meeting a lot of different people, coaches, athletes. But I think my favorite part was Vikings training camp every year, which is kind of sad that they're moving up to Eagan now. Mm-hmm. And I wish you guys could experience that, but
so
it was always a joy.
You're moving up there again. You said your parents lived in Eagan, right?
So let's see where this is going.
Are you to blame for the Vikings leaving?
I didn't persuade anybody. I have no persuasion over anybody.
In the future, though, you plan on continuing writing and editing and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to get into something in baseball, something in media. A beat reporter has always been the goal, but you know, we'll see what life presents.
Mm-hmm. For anybody listening right now that either wants to work for the MSU reporter or wants to become a writer, what would your advice be for people that want to start out being a writer?
You know, the biggest thing for me, I think, is just read. Just read a lot of...
Well, that's difficult because I can't read.
Well, besides you, Jake. Yeah. But, you know, just read a bunch of articles that people are putting out there and kind of form your own opinion on it, own idea, and then start writing, start practice. I know using a blog is pretty tough. It's tough to keep that updated week to week. Mm-hmm. But it's good practice to stay involved in sports news and just get yourself out there.
Especially for a person like yourself that... played for the MSU baseball team. Club team, yep. And balancing that with helping out with the reporter and then writing also your own articles for the newspapers. So it's not easy, but that's what college is all about. You face a lot of the adversity throughout your college career. So
So you go by Tommy, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you hate being called Tom or Thomas?
Tom is fine. Thomas, that's reserved more for my mother and father. So,
and disciplinary situations. Yeah.
Well, the middle name's thrown in there too. So.
Does anybody call you anything like Tommy Boy or like?
My Twitter used to be Tommy Boy a long time ago, but
I
think that
now?
Ship has sailed. Yeah, Twitter.
So I got a question. What's the worst thing you've ever written, and how did you bounce back from that?
Worst thing I've ever written.
It could be either it was just a bad topic and it flopped really bad and people were, you know, like, this is horrible. Or it could just be like, well, I didn't get my facts straight or
well,
I had errors. Or
there's one article that I find in particular. It was last year. My news editor at the time, Nico Schmidt, she asked me to write.
Not your girlfriend, right?
No. She asked me to write an opinion piece on Thanksgiving. So I wrote an opinion piece on Thanksgiving and what it means to the general college, you know, student body, going home, seeing family again, having actually a home-cooked meal that we don't experience. And I got like a 2-page letter explaining that I didn't explain the true history of Thanksgiving.
Wow.
You know, about how the situation with pilgrims and Native Americans. I was also accused of being a racist. So that was probably my worst experience. I wouldn't say the article
was
bad
published?
In any way.
Was it published?
It was published, yeah.
Oh, so we can find it on the archives?
It's there. Yep.
Awesome. That's MSUReporter.com, everybody.
It was last year on Thanksgiving time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for anybody that wants to look up the article, go to MSUReporter.com. It's under sports, probably.
It's in the opinion piece. Yep, it's in the news.
Before we wrap up, Tommy, I hear you got a blog. Do you want to give that a little plug?
Yeah, sure. My blog is Twitta, twiita.blogspot.net or .com.
It's .com.
.com. Sorry, it's a little early.
So, yeah, you can go there and find Tommy's work going into the future. A lot of good stuff on there. So, definitely give it a look.
All right, well. Pleasure having you on the show today, Tommy.
Yeah, pleasure's all mine.
So, with that, we're going to go to Jake, the Anvil, Reinhardt, with our segment, Peek Around the Bush to Mavic Sports. Jake, take it away.
So, guys, We're talking about Mav sports this week, are we? Are we not?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
We are right now.
Well, we got some big news. As you guys may know, Mav football in the Elite Eight. I was listening to the game on the radio last week when they played CSU Pueblo, and they were talking about how the Mavericks, when they play CSU Pueblo, is actually a rematch of the 2014 National Championship game that was actually broadcasted on ESPN.
Yep.
And they mentioned how, you know, this game meant a lot for the players who played in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by that game, I meant the game last week. You know, because they want to get back to being on ESPN, you know, a small D2 school in the heart of Minnesota. That's big, you know. So, yeah, they're in the Elite Eight. They play tomorrow, Saturday, at noon versus mm-hmm. Texas A&M Commerce, not to be confused with the Aggies at all. So, yeah, they got a good chance to win, got a really strong squad, pulled out I believe it was an overtime win last week versus CSU Pueblo.
Nope, they blew out Midwestern State last week, 63-21, and then the week before they won in overtime.
Okay.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. Tommy, he talked with A&M Commerce's, I think it's the sport editor over there, right?
BJ Laudermilk. Yep. Okay. And so, I chatted with him yesterday about the team, and he went on. Their quarterback, Luis Perez, is actually leading all of NCAA Division II in passing yards.
No way.
So they have a really good offense. He was talking about one of their top wide receivers is a transfer from Colorado, the Division I school.
Yeah.
So it sounds like their offense is pretty good. But
yeah. Well, fortunately for us, our defense is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say the strength of our defense is the run game. I don't know if they have a good run game at all. Do you?
They pass the ball more often than not. So, like, right. The Mavericks, how they run the ball, that's how Texas A&M Commerce passes the ball. So
you think they'll have a good chance compared to what you heard?
As long as they can shut down the passing game, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, but they got a lot of good corners, too.
Yeah.
So, yep. I don't know, they haven't been tested this much this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going up against the number one team, so should be a fun matchup. Quick question, since you talked to, was it BJ?
Mm-hmm.
Where is Texas A&M Commerce located?
It's like eastern Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it anywhere near regular Texas A&M?
Is it called Commerce, Texas? Is that like where they're located?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't
so they're an affiliate.
Quote me on that. But yeah.
Yeah. So then moving along, we got men's basketball. The men's basketball team's 3-2 on the year. They played some games in California 2 weeks ago. They won both of those against Dominican and Fresno Pacific. On November 25th, they had their home opener against St. Cloud State, which unfortunately they lost. But don't worry, the Mavs are back in action tonight and tomorrow. They play tonight at the Taylor Center at 8 p.m. versus Wayne State. And then they play again tomorrow at the Taylor Center again at 6 p.m. against Augustana. If you can't attend the games, be sure to listen on AM 1230, The Fan. All the games are broadcasted on there. I listen to a few of them. It's a good listen. The guys are pretty interesting, and you stay up to date with action if you're busy. So definitely check them out one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
On the women's side, the women's team's 1-4.
A couple weeks ago, they were in Hawaii.
Over Thanksgiving, they were in Hawaii, which was really cool. They've been fundraising for that trip for years. For a few years, and they've made it happen.
Okay.
So that's an expensive trip.
Mm.
They lost to Hawaii Pacific, which was their first game in Hawaii. But then they beat Chaminade University, which was their first win of the year, their only win so far. Just like the men, the women will play Wayne State today at 6 at the Taylor Center, and tomorrow they play Augustana at 4 in the Taylor Center.
Rock on.
So, now moving on to men's hockey. Men's hockey ranked number 8 in the nation, so doing pretty well. Dropped a few points in the national standings. They were number 5, but we'll take number 8. Number 8's not bad. Bowling Green's their main rival in the division so far. They're battling it out for first place, so two very good teams.
We're doing better than the Gophers this year, aren't we?
Yeah. Yep.
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
Gophers are ranked in the teens, so they're not too far behind, but we'll see. Men's hockey's 9-5 on the year. They played on November 25th, and they lost to University of Minnesota Duluth. That was their only game over Thanksgiving break.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily for the Mavericks, they'll get some needed rest as they're off until December 8th
mm-hmm.
When they play Lake Superior State over in Michigan.
Okay.
So that'll be a good game for the Mavs, see them fully rested and healthy and good to go, see what they can do there. Women's hockey, they have a record of 2-13-1. Unlike the men, they have a shootout loss.
Mm-hmm.
So over Thanksgiving break, the women's hockey team ended up losing to Boston University and Northeastern. And that those games, as we mentioned earlier, were in Arlington, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. Tonight, the women's hockey will host the Minnesota Whitecaps at 7, and again tomorrow at 3 at the Verizon Center. So be sure to go to that if you can. Good games. Men's wrestling started their season off this year yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys saw that, but I walked by and I saw them going. That's pretty rowdy there.
Yep.
They played St. John's, or they faced St. John's yesterday. They ended up winning.
39-6, I believe. Right?
36-9.
36-9. Okay.
Yep.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, so they're 1-9 or 1-0 on the year.
So that's
good. So they're doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got from Mavs Sports. Just keep on rocking. All
right. Thanks, Jake. So now we'll go to what's brewing in pro sports. We're going to start off here in the MLB.
And here's another hit, baby Bonds.
Just a short note. The 2015 All-Star from Tampa Bay Rays, Brad Boxberger, got traded to the Arizona Diamondbacks the other day.
For who?
A minor league player to be named.
Oh, I love those to be named later trades or the for cash, just because you never know when it's gonna be or who it's gonna be.
Being an avid baseball follower, is it wrong for me to say who's Brad Boxberger?
Exactly, I don't know him. You mentioned he was on AL Championship Rays.
Well, 2015.
Oh, 15. I thought you mentioned 2009. My bad.
No, in 2015 he was the closer for the Rays. And then I think they made him into like the setup man.
Was he the opening day closer, or was he?
2015, he was the He had like, I want to say about that like 30s range for saves that year.
Okay.
I guess he was doing pretty good, and then.
So what about last year? What happened then?
He was still a reliever for the team.
Did he not have as good of a year?
No, who took over at closer? I believe it was Jesus Colome.
I think you're right.
As an avid baseball fan, Tommy would know.
Yeah. he had a solid year last year, but the Diamondbacks really wanted him really bad. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, Diamondbacks needed pitching. That was they have a good starter in Zach Greinke.
Yeah,
and
overpaid for Zach Greinke, in my opinion. But
I mean, in reality, they paid less than the Dodgers did to get him. So right. I guess they can mark that in the win column.
Okay.
But you know, they're trying to build a team that free agents want to go to, and I think that you know, to get a marquee guy like that, that's just the start, and that's kind of something you have to do. Obviously, Arizona is like a trendy place to go to. Nice weather and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Not very rich baseball history besides Randy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be tough in that division, too.
Yeah,
with
that
the Dodgers
division.
And the Rockies. And,
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of factors going against the Diamondbacks, but
mm-hmm.
I think this acquisition, this trade they just made, as well as having Zach Greinke, Goldschmidt, and all the other guys on the roster is going to really help them out.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of trades, there's rumors out there that Giancarlo Stanton will be traded to the Giants.
Yankees?
Nope. As of right now, the Giants have a deal in place to send infielder Joe Panik along with other minor leaguers, and they also offered to take a lot of Giancarlo Stanton's bulky contract for the rights for Giancarlo Stanton.
So, Tommy, you're a baseball guy, right? Is that a fair trade? Because I feel like that's not enough to be giving the Marlins.
Oh, well, keep in mind, it'll be Joe Panik and then
a couple top prospects.
But, yes, but is Joe Panik good enough?
So,
to be in
the whole situation with.
Because he's the headline name there, obviously. Mm-hmm.
The whole situation with Stanton is. It's kind of reminiscent of Carmelo Anthony's situation in New York with Phil Jackson.
I agree.
Because Derek Jeter, it just sounds like he's either giving him the option to waive the trade clause or take less pay.
Right. And which, I heard Jeter, one way or the other, he's cutting payroll this year for sure.
Yeah. Jeter wants to rebuild and kind of overhaul the whole franchise. Right. You know, and it starts with Stanton. I don't know about Joe Panik and a couple. I'm unfamiliar with the couple of top prospects that they're looking at, but that's pretty much the bulk of the deal. And Joe Panik is just a guy that they could put on the field. I mean, like I wouldn't say that he's like a top five second baseman, but I'd say he'd maybe be top 10.
Because if you think of a trade between the Marlins and the Giants, you'd probably have to include, I don't know, Edinson Volquez or Johnny Cueto or someone big name that could be equivalent to, you know, the leader in home runs this year.
Yeah, I was thinking it should have been. I don't know about that trade. If the Giants end up pulling it through, I think the Giants got a steal. So
right. I saw yesterday that the Yankees made contact too.
No surprise.
I mean, Derek Jeter, you know, former Yank.
Yeah.
So I mean,
and he's overhauled everyone too. He's they've fired a lot of people in the front office and
the Marlins did.
Yeah.
But they kept Don Mattingly as manager.
Yep.
Donnie Baseball Yankee.
I saw, what about Mike Redmond? You remember him, former Twins catcher? I saw he was coaching there a few years ago. Do you know if he's still around?
No, he's not.
He's
he didn't last.
I actually met a couple years ago, Mike Redmond's daughter. I was at work and then like
cute.
Yeah, she wasn't bad looking. I forgot like how it escalated, but I was just like,
you worked with her?
No, I worked at Snow Auto Wash and she like got her car washed one day. I'm like, don't know what she was doing at a car wash in Mankato.
Right.
But
maybe checking out a Moondogs game.
Maybe. I don't know. But I thought I mentioned with free agency coming about in the MLB, some of the top names in free agency right now. They include top pitchers such as Yu Darvish, Jake Arrieta. Then we have top relief pitcher, Wade Davis. And then we have a lot of big bats out on the open market, too. We got Mike Moustakas, Eric Hosmer.
Ryan Howard.
Pretty much the entire Kansas City Royals team.
Pretty much the whole series. Yep. Lorenzo Cain. Yep, he's on that list.
Lucas Duda.
Alcides Escobar.
Yeah, Escobar. And, yeah, just a lot of the names are
Pablo Sandoval.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to 2 years ago when he was good. Before he broke his belt while batting for the Boston Red Sox. Jesus. But yeah, there's a lot of talent up on the open market. The Twins are rumored to be linked with Yu Darvish and then overseas sensation Shohei Ohtani.
I just saw something about him just before we started recording. He actually said he'd prefer to go to a team that does not have another Japanese star. So,
Seiyoshi Nishioka isn't working out for us. So,
nope.
So Nishioka.
One of them's got to go.
So how we signed Young Ho Park.
He's South Korean, right?
I believe so.
Yep, and he's no longer with the team.
Yeah, he's
back to Korea.
He will be heading back to Korea.
Well, maybe he can rejuvenate his career like Eric Thames did for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah.
That's true. He went on a tear last year at the beginning of the year. Then he just
Eric Thames? Yeah, he had a home run in the first 15 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then all of a sudden he just stopped.
Well, he just played average compared to everyone else.
I think for the Twins, if you go for a big pitcher like Yu Darvish or Jake Arrieta, then you don't have cap space to deal and try to get some bullpen help, which they also need. So they could settle for guys like Alex Cobb or Lance Lynn.
Yep.
They've had some injuries, but they're going to be a lower price tag in order to get better guys for the bullpen, too.
Ever try to bring back Kinsler?
It
could happen. Kinsler could come back.
There's definitely that possibility he's a free agent again this year. Mm-hmm. So that was actually one of the reasons that's rumored why they did it, because they were thinking, oh, they could get him back anyway.
Mm-hmm. What about position player depth? I know they have a lot of injuries this year.
The Minnesota Twins?
Yeah.
They
had a lot of injuries and stuff.
We didn't have too many.
I think their outfield is good. Buxton just needs to keep developing.
Yeah.
Their infield's pretty decent, too. I mean, Miguel Sano just has to be on the field. That was pretty much the biggest injury all year.
Would you suggest replacing catcher?
We do need help at catcher.
What do you do with Joe Mauer? I mean, Joe Mauer
will stay at first.
Yeah, this is his final year of his contract.
It is. Okay. So last year he actually batted over 300 for the first time in about four seasons. So
He's aging and he hasn't been playing.
He should have won a Gold Glove. I'm not biased on that. I just think he should have won a Gold Glove instead of I don't even know who won it.
I'll look that up.
Hosmer. If Hosmer won it, then I'm flipping the table. But I don't know. I mean, like, Joe Mauer has 1 year left, so.
Yeah. I just don't see him having too many opportunities anymore. It seems like they're weeding him out, you know?
Well, I mean, like, last year he played ever since, like, it's been like a 3-4 year span where he's been getting better every year, mm-hmm. or he's been on the field more, too. So, if he's producing, then.
Right.
And he's probably one of the top defensive first basemen in the league.
By the way, it was Eric Hosmer that won the
of course. Year. Wow.
So I'll look out.
Yeah.
Right now.
So
But yeah.
So they're gonna put Snow back at third then?
Yeah. For the time being, I think eventually they could move him to first when Mauer is gone, and then explore options at third base. But
yeah,
they might. They could even move Dozier to third base eventually.
So they don't need a bat, is what we're saying.
I think
maybe a right-handed bat. They need, like, something DH.
I'd like position. To see a left-handed bat just to get some versatility in there.
Yeah. There just isn't a lot of left-handed bats out in the market. But they could work out a trade,
Ichiro.
Too. Yeah. Bring the Ichiro to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. My opinion, you had a pretty good offense last year. We just need a couple of, like, standout pitchers to help out with Irvin Santana and Jose Berrios, too. Mm-hmm. I feel like a nice Bartolo Colon, he's rumored to be staying with the franchise next year.
He's gone.
Really? I thought he was gone.
He's like 43.
I hear that
he was pretty mediocre after a while.
Well, it was then really
he got better.
It's interesting last year because it sounded like every start that he had could have been his last, you know.
Yeah. Definitely. But,
he was actually one of the bigger parts of how the Minnesota Twins made the postseason.
I think
last year.
One of the biggest concerns, not only for the Twins but all of baseball, is that middle relief, and that
that's the thing too.
Set up and closer. We saw that in the playoffs, especially. That's huge.
We definitely need some bullpen help.
And
if the Twins want to make a run, they definitely need to get guys that are throwing pitches that hitters are missing. Because
in the zone,
Twins have a lot of guys that are. Pitch to contact, and it's not going to fly. So.
No, we saw that with the Yankees last year. They're up 4-0 mm-hmm. after one, and then they allowed them to come right back with four of their own.
Mm-hmm, okay.
You know, so.
To kind of close out this segment, so what would be your opinion if we do get both Yu Darvish and Shohei Ohtani? Shohei Ohtani is...
I would be surprised, honestly, if they got both.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get one or the other.
Okay.
But my guess, I think we're gonna get
Ohtani.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
what I think.
The more I listen in on this whole debacle, the more I'm pretty sure the Minnesota Twins are doing everything to get Shohei more than Yu Darvish.
I don't think mm-hmm. Darvish would want. This would be his first choice.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty well known. He could go somewhere like New York, Chicago, LA.
Like a contender right now. That's pretty much what I think is interesting.
I like what we're doing as a team, especially for a team that had 100 losses just the previous season. So
right.
So, okay. Well, we're going to go to NHL now. Today, if the season ended, the Wild will be actually one of the worst teams in the NHL, ladies and gentlemen.
Not surprising.
Tommy, in his recent article on his blog,
what was that blog again? What was that called?
Tweetasports.blogspot.com.
Yep, that's two eyes, ladies and gents.
It's two eyes for Weedo.
Yep.
he made the comparison. Now, I don't believe this myself. And again, he wasn't literal when he was saying this. He was saying, like, just to compare for, like, playoffs and, like, championships-wise and everything. He compared them to the Cleveland Browns. Now, I agree you to a point. Cleveland Browns, last 50 years, haven't really done much. I mean...
Oh, I'd say less time.
After Jim Brown, what else is there for Cleveland Browns sports?
Joe Thomas.
Joe Thomas.
Well, I mean, well, it wasn't necessarily me comparing the Wild to the Browns.
Yes. You're just comparing the
postseason success.
Postseason success, comparing championship wise and just like.
Yeah, they're nothing alike when it comes to that. I was just saying
two
that
different sports.
The Cleveland Browns, one of the quicker franchises from being developed and then win a championship.
Yeah.
Well, but they won it in 1950, so really there's like, what, 6-8 teams in the NFL? Yeah,
they have arguably one of the best running backs of all time.
Yeah, Jim Brown, too. But, I just think that, you know, the Minnesota Wild have been in existence since 2000, and, you know, they've won one divisional championship in that span. They've never been to a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
But playoffs quite a bit in the last years.
And that seems to be like what we settle for is just making the
just
first round,
enough.
Maybe
first
winning
round.
The first round.
Yeah. They got swept last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
Lost in five.
Yes. Yep.
No, speaking of the Wild, I got some on NHL.com. They have a poll going out and they're ranking the best uniforms of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking Minnesota North Stars, the Atlanta Thrashers. my favorites.
Thank God they're not an NHL team anymore.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have any fan support for any sports. Except the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
But no, my favorite's probably the Hartford Whalers.
Yeah, that's classic.
That's a classic uniform. If you're interested in that, just go on to NHL.com. You can vote on your favorite jersey and see all the great throwbacks. Until December 31st.
I like the Wilds in jerseys this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like the new team this year, the Las Vegas Golden Knights uniforms, mm-hmm. except for that little stream of red that they have on their jerseys. Mm-hmm. Like, if they just had gold, black, and white, and then just mix in, like, gray or
I
something
feel
like that,
the gold's too dark.
They'd have solid jerseys, I think.
I like the Capitals. Like, with the...
I like the Capitals.
The person and the... streaks going out.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a classic guy. I like the
I like the Rangers.
I like the Blackhawks, and I like the Red Wings. Some mm-hmm. classic.
Oh, the
like
Red
that.
Wings ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the players they had wearing those.
Yeah.
My God.
Every time I see a Red Wings jersey, I just want to. Yeah. You'd have to.
What about Dallas Stars? Those are pretty rocking jerseys.
Yeah. Don't
know.
I mean, I wasn't alive back in the day when they took our team. But,
yeah.
Especially 1996, I believe. That was the first year in Dallas. Those are pretty good jerseys.
Did you see, I know we're not talking about NBA right now, but we're talking about retro jerseys. So NBA, the Lakers wore retro jerseys with the Minneapolis Lakers. The MPLS jerseys, and I thought that was kind of odd.
kind of weird to see it like in LA. I mean, you would think maybe the
a lot of lakes out there.
You gotta remember they moved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I actually in high school I used to play basketball, and I go to the community center at St. Peter. I actually went to school with Whitey Skoog's grandson. He played for the Gophers. He's co-credited with inventing the jump shot. And yeah, he played for the Minneapolis Lakers and stuff, and he said it was just really difficult to see them go.
Yeah.
Financial support.
But going back to the NHL and back.
I got one more.
You do?
NHL, yeah.
Okay. Going back to the topic of NHL, so how we were talking with the Las Vegas Golden Knights, they're already making our franchise look like a joke with the way they're playing right now. They're already one of the top seeds in their conference, and.
The worst thing about it is they had the expansion draft, and all the teams got to protect certain players.
Right.
And so they got to pick whoever, really, that weren't protected.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, lesser talented players, and yet they're second in the division.
Mm-hmm. But thankfully, the Wild won last night against Las Vegas Golden Knights, 4-2 last night. Eric Staal had two goals on the night, as Devin Dubnyk had a pretty solid showing against the Golden Knights. But again, the Wild, it's been the story the last couple of years. They're not great. They're not horrible. They'll get the job done when they need to. But don't expect this team to...
They don't build excitement anymore, really, because...
Yes.
We're just expecting them to get to the playoffs and lose.
Ever since
when they did it, it was like, let's go. They have a shot.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, if they play the Blues, the Hawks...
Actually.
Or Avalanche, even, you know... Avalanche, it could go 7 games, but the Blues and the Hawks especially, they'll probably be done in 5 games max.
I remember specifically watching at my friend's house when the Wild faced the Blackhawks, and I believe that we were down 3-0 in the series. And then I believe it was game 4, and I was about to leave my house to go back home. It was like 4-1 at that time. And then my friend, his name's TJ, he texted me saying, "Oh, we scored." I'm like, "Oh, great. Well, put the seatbelt back." Put the seatbelt in my car or whatever. And then he came rushing out because we were watching in his garage. He's like, "Oh, we scored again." So it was 4-3. And then in typical Wild fashion, they destroyed my hopes right at the last second. So, yeah. It's not easy being a Minnesota sports fan, is it?
Right. And, you know, one of the biggest
rivals. It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
One of the biggest rivals of, I don't know, anyone in the league would probably be Vancouver Canucks. Specifically, the Sedin brothers, hated by many, but
I think our biggest rival is the Chicago Blackhawks for sure.
Right, but speaking of Sedin, he actually got his 1,000th point in his career last night.
He did.
Canucks, yeah, okay. That's a pretty big milestone for anyone.
I always thought it was interesting. It's Henrik and Daniel, yep. Right? Okay, I always thought it was interesting that both of them ended up in hockey, and both of them were first-round picks, and they ended up with the same team.
It's like the Stahl brothers. They all used to play together, I think, in Carolina.
Yeah.
There's Jordan Stahl, Eric Stahl, and then a third one who plays in
New York, everywhere, man. They're like the Gronks of the NFL. They're like the Watts of the NFL.
Except better.
Yeah, except better. It's weird that J.J. Watt has other brothers that are really good at football, and then Gronk has
TJ Watt's really doing good. We'll get to that later.
Think about growing up in that family and then not becoming a pro athlete.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Okay, we're gonna move along quick to the NBA. They're playing basketball all around the world. We are the basketball. To the beach, y'all. Me and Tommy talked the other day about this, how LeBron James literally being the face of every topic.
Oh, I disagree. I'll tell you why. I'll partially agree on one of them when he got into it with Enes Kanter. Enes Kanter is the most loyal teammate in basketball, by far. Would you agree?
I'd say so.
Sure.
With the Thunder, the way he stood up for Westbrook and that team, and then with the Knicks. I believe he told the media afterwards that he'd throw down with LeBron if it came down to it. He wasn't afraid of nobody. So he's doing good. Cavs are on, 13-game winning streak?
They're on a winning streak, all right. Ever since he posted that fist online with the Arthur fist or whatever, with his mood or whatever.
Yeah, I heard...
they've been playing a lot better, so...
I heard that the meme's actually troublesome.
For LeBron?
Just for anybody.
What do you mean?
Especially LeBron. Because that scene in which Arthur does that, he actually hits his sister.
Really?
DW. So
I didn't know that. I watched Arthur as a kid.
I read an article about that the other day, how people have no idea. But anyways, do you guys have MVP so far of the year?
MVP.
James Harden.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'll give you a chance to reconsider.
No.
Oh, my God.
I believe
he's finished runner up way too much up to this point.
In my opinion,
what about LeBron? He's finished runner up.
I don't want to talk about LeBron.
In my
are you a fan or not?
I like LeBron.
So I'm gonna settle this argument. So
I think I will, but
LeBron, how many championships has he been to in a row?
9.
Is it 8, 9?
Well, it's gonna be 9.
It's 11, isn't it?
Where does that come from?
He's 3-8, isn't he? Or no, it's 8. It's
you
eight.
Could.
I'm off.
In a row?
Yeah.
You could argue.
Gonna be 9.
The last 13 years, LeBron could have been the MVP every single season.
Well, he clearly was, but you can't give it to him so many times.
While he does have people surrounding him, like when he went to the Miami, he did have the big three.
It was won it that year.
Is him, Chris Bosh, and
Dwayne Wade. Not the first
year. Yeah, because they didn't win the title. Dirk.
Yep.
While he did have pieces around him, I mean, you can't argue, even though he lost a lot of those championships, I mean, you can go back to Michael Jordan where, he never lost in the championship. You can't argue that he'll go to a team, he'll take it over, and he'll just figure out a way to get it done in the playoffs and at least get there to the championship every year.
You know
year.
Something interesting? When he went back to Cleveland, the value of the Cleveland Cavaliers rose over, I believe it's over $1 billion just overnight.
It's crazy.
Just from LeBron. But I'll tell you my MVP of the year. Don't laugh. Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard. Let me tell you, he's averaging 15.6 points, 12.7 rebounds, 1.2 blocks a game.
Okay, so
he's on a stretch of six double-doubles in a row. Six in a row. LeBron, how many has he had this year? I believe like two.
Okay.
You know, so this guy,
but
he's putting big
Dwight
stuff.
Howard so, is your MVP?
Bring back the big man. Come on. I want to see Dwight Howard back in Orlando.
Okay, question for you.
Answer.
What's the Hornets' record this year?
The Hornets? sub .500, but that don't matter because they got Dwight Howard. 8-12. They got.
In my criteria for an MVP.
They're almost .500. That's not bad.
In my criteria, I don't care if Karl Anthony Towns is getting 40 points a game, 20 rebounds a game. If their team is 18 and, what, 70-something? Well, no, it would be like 60-something. If they're like that bad,
well,
I would not vote him as the MVP. I don't care how good his stats are.
Well, let's say this.
Here's a criteria for MVP.
Here's a hypothetical. If the Sixers end up with a sub .500 team, would he be willing to give Jahlil Okafor or any of those guys, Ben Simmons, an MVP vote?
Not Okafor, because he's not playing.
Well, Simmons and the other guy.
Embiid?
Embiid. Would you give them a vote?
If
they don't finish over .500.
Depends how many votes you get.
You only get one vote.
Then I'm not voting for him.
I saw this stat on ESPN yesterday. This is why James Harden is the MVP.
But he's not.
I can't remember the exact number, but I believe it was about 59 points. He's averaging on assisting or scoring.
Oh, it's plus minus?
No, like for points scored for the season. He's averaging like 59 point something for assists, assist on, and scored.
Yeah.
For his team.
Yeah, and that's without,
an MVP.
That's without Chris Paul too.
Yeah. Now Chris Paul's back.
Yeah,
but
and that will go down.
Yeah.
But I guess that's pretty good.
There's a criteria for me when I'm voting for MVP. One,
your team
has to be good. Yeah. Your team has to be good because of you.
Well, if that's true, it'd just be Curry and LeBron.
Every year I always ask this question when. With the MVP. If this player was gone off this team, would the team still be good?
What about Kristaps?
Kristaps.
If Kristaps, Porzingis,
yes.
If he wasn't on the Knicks, how good do you think the Knicks would be?
He would actually be one of my top five votes for the MVP this year. Because
Same
of
Dwight
that
Howard.
Reason. Because.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I'd vote Kemba Walker over.
Kemba Walker's good.
I vote no one on Charlotte.
I vote
Michael
on
Jordan. That's
Frank
it.
Kaminsky, University of Wisconsin, buddy.
I'd vote Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie's decent, though.
I'll name some players I'd vote. LeBron James, Kyrie Irving.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, he'd probably be number 1.5.
But, again, you got to almost vote LeBron, because look at where that team...
I'm just still trying to dig and try to find how you came up with Dwight Howard.
Six double-doubles in a row. Straight.
If that's the case, Kevin Love should have won MVP like 6 years ago when he was with the Wolves because he had, how many double-doubles.
No, not only double-doubles then, but he had 30-30s.
Yeah, he did.
30-point, 30 rebounds.
Yeah,
that's
he did.
Unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
Bad.
I mean, these days in the NBA, it's all about scoring, obviously, and the three-point shot. So if you can find someone who still plays fundamental basketball with rebounding and, you know, assists and all that, that's rare these days.
Karl Anthony Towns.
I would.
Yeah.
Who would you rather take, Karl Anthony Towns or Dwight Howard?
Dwight Howard, he's a proven bet. Proven bet.
Okay.
The big meow is not proven yet. The Wolves are, you know.
You're blindsided.
Barely staying afloat. You know,
the Timberwolves are 13-9 right now.
Yeah, but you know they should be a lot better.
If Karl Anthony Towns and Dwight Howard,
it comes
down
to defense.
Yeah, and that's what Tibbs is all about, is defense. You know, on paper they're top four in the West. Like, how are they only 13-9? Is my thing
chemistry?
Yeah, But
I mean, it's still early in the season. We're not even close to the halfway point yet.
I think Carl Anthony Towns is a 5-tool type player.
Yeah, he is.
While Dwight Howard, he might be. Would you have Dwight Howard shooting a three?
No, I don't like the 3-point shot.
Would you have him shooting a mid-shot jumper?
Yeah. He's developed it.
We should phone in Kobe Bryant and get his opinion on
like,
Dwight Howard.
It's like Kendrick Perkins. No, it's like KG. Think of KG. He was a low post guy and a mid range. He didn't shoot no three. He shot the deep two, you know, but that was never a three. And that's okay. You don't need threes.
That's the game now, though.
It's horrible. I hate it.
That's how it is, though.
Yeah, I mean, everyone thinks they're Curry and just pull up and shoot. And most times they airball. You know, even if you're at the gym, kids be doing that. It's bad for basketball.
I like Steph Curry, what he's all about.
I hate him.
Like, I like his intensity. I like how not a lot of people believed in him. Coming out from the NBA draft, he wasn't really viewed as really a star coming out.
Yeah, he went to Dayton, that's why.
Yeah, he...
Davidson.
Davidson. David's son.
Yep.
He developed his shot really, really well.
I mean, he had his dad, Bell Curry.
But the one thing about him, though, after, let's say his jump shot starts fading away when he gets older, he would not be, in my opinion, I don't think he would even crack like 15 points a game.
Absolutely, because you have to be a two-way player. I mean, that's why the big men never go away because, if you have that size, you can just go in for layups or whatever and just do a little spin like Shaq did till he was all like 38, 39.
And then bricking every free throw he shot.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
Just like Dwight Howard.
Yeah, but you know, early on Shaq, Dwight Howard's gotten better.
No.
He started shooting with his other hand, his weak hand, and he's gotten better. But yeah.
I'll take Joakim Noah over Dwight Howard.
Hey, I would too. Joakim Noah's got that flow, you know. His draft day picture, one of the best in history.
Oh, yes, it was.
Let's go back to last year when Joakim got signed by the Knicks. In my opinion,
for $60 million.
One of the worst free agency signings ever.
The Knicks.
Oh, we could argue worse.
We could definitely argue worse. But especially for last year, I mean.
Oh, we could just argue worse with just the Timberwolves organization alone.
Yeah, Timberwolves. Well, no.
They made so many.
Yeah, we made a lot of free agency. We made a lot of bad free agency pickups, but mainly a lot of our decisions were through the draft, which were awful.
Yeah.
We were the Cleveland Browns
of
the draft.
Remember Johnny Flynn?
Yeah, we do.
He's a stud.
Remember Johnny Flynn, Ricky Rubio, and the guy for Denver, Ty Lawson.
Mm-hmm.
All the same draft, first round.
I like Johnny and I like Ricky, but I never understood to this day why we took 2 point guards.
Three.
Well, we took home two.
Who?
We took home two.
Yeah, because we traded Lawson.
Yeah.
Well, they traded Flynn to Houston too, didn't they?
And they kept Flynn.
Yeah.
Of course they kept Flynn.
Rubio never came home because he was like, this team sucks. I'm going back to play for Barcelona.
For a couple years and then he came to Minnesota.
He's only like 16.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. But speaking of basketball, just, you know, speaking of the young age, I don't know if you guys saw this. There's a fifth grader. I don't know where this is in the country, but a fifth grader playing varsity basketball and just schooling everybody.
Wow.
You guys didn't see this?
Mm-mm.
Unreal. He's crossing people up left and right. He's doing stuff that, like, NBA players aren't even doing.
Where is he, like, on the street? Just like.
No, this is, like, legit high school teams in the gym.
Okay.
I don't know. Look that up. It's pretty awesome.
I'll look that up in my spare time.
Yep. Keep it going.
To close it out, so the Timberwolves are 13-9 in the year. They are, let's see, they are fourth in the Western Conference. They are ahead of teams like the Trailblazers, the Nuggets.
Blazers are good.
The Thunder.
They play the Thunder tonight.
Who just passed him up in the Western Conference. The Spurs are up there, the Warriors, and the Rockets. So.
It's amazing, you know, the system that the Spurs have, and they don't even have Kawhi Leonard this year.
Exactly.
And they're still up there.
Did you see Greg Popovich the other day get kicked out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love an angry Pop.
I love Pop.
He said F you and kiss my ass when he left the floor.
I love it.
what Pop has done has been basically like what Bill Belichick has done with the New England
taking
Patriots.
Taking no-namers. Mm-hmm. Like,
Kawhi Leonard was a no-name player.
Yeah, he was from San Diego State.
He was a second-rounder, I believe, right? He wasn't a first-round pick.
But they got, Gary Neal.
Gary Neal is good.
I think he came up from the D-League, and then he made a huge name for himself in the playoffs, let alone for the Spurs.
Yeah, other than the LaMarcus Aldridge that they signed a couple years back, they haven't made a lot of free agency moves.
No, they're like the Packers in that, right? They just draft.
Yeah.
Paul Gasol, too.
Paul Gasol, yeah. He's been a good fill-in for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all those teams, the Warriors, they built through the draft. The Rockets, they got lucky with the trade with James Harden. They have more luck through free agency, I believe, with that team.
Chris Paul.
With Chris Paul, too.
Mm-hmm. And they had assets, too, to be able to trade. So that was pretty helpful, like Omer Sheik and all them.
I do like what the Denver Nuggets have been doing.
Yeah, they look good, especially with Jokic on the floor. Jokic. But
are we talking about the Madimal anymore?
Oh, Fareed?
Yeah.
Fareed?
With the dreads to his ankles, bro. You know,
it's funny. I always hear him being talked in trade rumors every year, and then he always stays with them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, yeah, hopefully the Timberwolves keep the fourth seed going forward, because then I believe the season ended today. Let's see. I believe they'd face the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, that's a good team.
Wait, let me think.
That's a tough day for Towns.
Yeah,
he's got Davis. Wait, no.
Boogie.
Okay.
Boogie.
Mm-hmm. Scratch that.
The Boogie and the Brow.
Scratch that. My mistake. They'd face the Portland Trailblazers.
They're good too.
Today. Yes.
That'd be a tough matchup for the point guards. Definitely. And the shooting guard.
They have Damian Lillard.
CJ
they have
McCollum.
Nurkic. He's doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Spates.
I think the Wolves could beat them.
Seven
game series. I think they have more depth and better talent.
I believe we'd beat them in like five or six easily.
Mm-hmm.
On paper,
you could say that, yeah. But
that's the thing. On paper, they should be really good in the West, but
it's early.
Yeah. We'll see.
I didn't expect them to come out undefeated. So.
I expect more though. Less.
They've beaten the Thunder twice.
Yeah.
So I think the Thunder have more issues than the Wolves have at this point.
Yep.
So
my prediction right now is for the conference finals in the East, I'd pick the Celtics versus the Cavaliers.
I think that's a lot of people, what a lot of people will guess too.
And then the West, I'd predict the Rockets versus the Warriors.
I'm thinking the Pistons are going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Wow. I don't think so.
You kidding me? They've won the most games since like 1989 so far, like up to this point. They're so good.
As long as LeBron James is still in the East.
They got Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond is almost better than Dwight Howard, and he's my MVP.
As long as LeBron James is in the East, there's no way I can put the Pistons in there. Yeah. They had to really surprise me.
Hey, you never know, I guess.
They got John Lewis, Minnesota native.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where's he from?
Somewhere around the cities, I believe.
Okay. All right, well, enough with NBA.
Yeah.
We'll go to our final pro sport, the NFL.
Let's go, baby.
I kind of want to talk about teams that should be talked about more in the NFL. All
right, who do you got?
I got my typical, the Minnesota Vikings.
Why? They're 8-2? 9-2?
9-2.
Why do they need to be talked about more?
Because we do have a lot of solid pieces around us. I think a lot. So I'll first start with this. So my two teams I picked were the Minnesota Vikings and the Los Angeles Chargers. So the Minnesota Vikings, I feel like the whole Case Keenum, Teddy Bridgewater debacle kind of overshadowed what the team has built this season. I saw on Bleacher Report the other day, and it said Case Keenum confirmed that he is a starting quarterback for Atlanta this week. It's like, of course he would be the starting quarterback this week. You tell me in your mind that you'd sit the NFC Player of the Month just so you could see what Teddy Bridgewater might have.
I think it's interesting how they haven't fully put that
to bed.
Yeah, they haven't put that to bed for this season anyway, you know? Because, yes. I mean, it's definitely Case's team at this point.
This is definitely compared to the Dak Prescott and Tony Romo debacle last year.
Mm-hmm.
I like what Tony Romo did last year in saying...
Tony Romo's a legend.
I love Tony Romo. I hate him as a player.
He's from Wisconsin.
Do you think the Cowboys could have won the Super Bowl last year if they put Romo in instead?
Hell yeah. Romo's a beast.
I don't think so. That's my opinion.
Wait, they weren't even in the Super Bowl.
No, I'm saying, do you think they could have reached it?
How far did they get?
Well, they lost to
the Packers. They lost to Green Bay. They would have gotten the same spot.
That.
With Romo?
Yeah.
That was time management.
Yeah.
I don't know what people are thinking in the NFL sometimes in scoring right away and leaving like 30 seconds left on the clock. Like,
Rodgers and a timeout.
The thing that drives me crazy in the NFL is when teams call a timeout with like 7 seconds left in the game and kick a field goal, and then there's 2 seconds left on the clock. It's like giving them a chance to give them a kickoff return for a touchdown. It's like, what are you doing?
Well, that's why you kick it out of the end zone.
But why do you even do that? Why?
I don't know.
I hope someone has an answer for me. But
I feel like the Vikings are now getting their equal amount of talk.
I think
the Chargers have gotten probably enough of their talk.
Especially in the last few weeks, the Chargers turned it on.
Before that, even when they're 0-5, everyone was talking about them. You know, like, what's wrong with them? Because they had Phillip Rivers and Melvin Gordon, you know.
And Keenan Allen.
Yeah, so, I mean.
I think.
They've been talked about for a while.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're, like, a super team or anything like that, but I think they're a real dark horse to not only get into the playoffs, but also take their division from the Kansas State Chiefs. Which, by the way, which would be one of the craziest stories, because you look after 5 games at the beginning of the year, Chiefs were 5-0. The Chargers were 0-5, and now look how that all shaped up.
Just shows how it can change.
Yeah, and I actually saw this stat a couple days ago where it was 2015, the Falcons started out 5-0. Then at this point of the year, they were 6-5. Last year, the Vikings were 5-0, and then they were 6-5. And now this year, the Kansas City Chiefs, they started out 5-0, and now they're 6-5. So it's kind of like this trend, you know.
People forget Chiefs beat the Patriots week one.
They did beat the Patriots week one. I had Kareem Hunt during that week for fantasy week one. not too good.
That was a different time then. Because the Vikings also beat the Saints week one. But yeah. That was a way different Saints team. Yeah. So.
With AP.
Mm-hmm. I figured we had AP. No. I was scared going into this year that, like, it was going to be weird watching our team without AP. But I think it's been more enjoyable to watch our team, actually, with the, Adam Thielen, you could argue, is now the face of our franchise.
It's just a shame Dalvin Cook went out, though.
You could argue that.
Mm-hmm.
Before this season, there was no, we had, like, Everson Griffin.
Our defense, yeah. But you can say anybody really on our team.
Yeah, that's why no one talks about him. They're like, yeah, they're just.
Who talks about Harrison Smith? Like, no, like, no,
he really does.
He's one
Paul
of the.
Allen.
Should. Yeah.
He's a great safety, but.
9-0.
Who talks about Harrison Smith? Not really anybody.
More Xavier Rhodes than anything.
Or who talks about
Sandejo?
Who talks about Linval Joseph? Yeah, we're just a whole. We're just a group of guys that, like,
we do our job.
We do our job. Do go well. Home, and they do it well.
That's a Midwest mentality.
I mean, knock on wood. I hope they make it to the Super Bowl this year. I mean, in my mind, there's gonna be something that comes up that
I wouldn't want that because you'd be playing in your home stadium. That's enough pressure alone.
Well, the last time we were in the Super Bowl was like 1970.
No, they were like three in a row and lost them all.
Yeah.
Like the Bills.
But, I mean, if there's any time to get there, it's now. Because look at past teams now that have reached the championship in all four major sports. You got the Atlanta Falcons last year.
28-3, baby.
28-3. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the MLB. You had the Chicago Cubs and the Cleveland Indians and the freaking World Series. And then this year you had the Astros and the Dodgers who did never play in the World Series.
The Yankees almost made it. It was like just a bunch of freshmen.
But they didn't. So.
Almost.
I think the only thing in the Vikings' way this year is the team in Philadelphia.
No, well,
Angry Bear.
No.
Are you kidding me? Aaron Rodgers throwing 50-yard bombs with ease last week.
I don't.
So?
Are you kidding me?
Their defense is still their defense.
He can play defense.
I'm not. I think we have the division on lock right now.
Yeah, it's
now with Mitch, it's over. The Trubisky.
Oh yeah.
As long as we win if we win at least two more games, which
will be very tough.
Won't be very tough. Very
tough road trip coming up, multiple weeks.
I mean, we got the Bengals, we got the Bears, and I think we'll win both of those games.
What about the Panthers and the Falcons?
I think we'll at least sneak one or two wins out of those
teams. I think we're gonna win out.
I don't know. I don't want to.
No.
My prediction is
we might lose to Carolina.
Oh, that's probably a definite.
I think we'll go 12-4. I think that would be safe.
Yeah. How far do you think they get in the playoffs?
No, how far?
Honest opinion, not your hopes.
Honest opinion, with the way like our history has been.
Who would they play first round if they won their division?
In the first round, as of right now, they'd have a first round bye, and as of right now, they face the winner between the LA Rams and the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, the Saints would be a tough one.
Yeah.
Rams would be tough.
Right now would be that we lose a heartbreaker to the Philadelphia Eagles.
I don't think it'd be a heartbreak.
I think so.
It'd be great if that game comes here and then it's like a Carson Wentz homecoming almost.
Yeah, kind of.
But it wouldn't.
No.
Yeah, I know, because it's North Dakota. But, hey, it's close enough, right?
But it wouldn't be a homecoming, though, because it would be in Philadelphia. Because they'd be the one seed.
Yeah.
As of right now.
As of right now. And, I mean, like, hey, they play the Seahawks this week, but Seahawks are pretty banged up. Yeah. I mean, Russell Wilson keep you in games, but that defense is banged up, so we'll see what happens.
No there. Legion of Boom. Yeah. Hey, I got something for you guys.
What's that?
So, we mentioned, you've mentioned previous shows about all the QBs on IR.
Yes,
yeah. I did. Well, let me tell you the starters this week, just for all of you listening at home. Eli Manning was benched. That's right.
He was benched.
Guess who's starting? Geno Smith. But this is all the quarterbacks in the league who are starting.
Known as dumpster fires.
Yep. Yeah, you would consider dumpster fires. All right. Strap yourself in because this is going to be a pretty horrific ride.
Strapped in. Okay.
Tom Savage. Geno Smith. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Brett Hundley. Jacoby Brissett. Trevor Siemian. Matt Moore, Josh McCown, Blaine Gabbert, and the best of them all, the worst, Deshaun Kizer.
The best of the worst, I like how you said that. out of that bunch, I'd definitely pick Josh McCown.
Who's he play for?
He plays for the...
Miami?
No, he plays for the New York Jets.
The Jets are awful.
They're a lot better with him at quarterback.
As compared to...
Look at him at the beginning of the season. No, everybody had them going 0-16, and now that's the Cleveland Browns.
They had
right
the
now.
Giants winning so, the Super Bowl.
So you're saying you're going to put a quarterback as the best out of that group? You're going to say the best is Deshaun Kizer when he hasn't even won a game?
No, I was just saying he's the worst of them all, but the best
at the best. Oh, I thought you were saying he's the best out of that list.
No, out of this list, it'd probably be Jacoby Brissett.
Nah. I mean, out of that list, I'd pick definitely Josh McCown, and then...
Who's he play for again?
Yes, the New York Jets.
Oh.
And then probably Jacoby, and then Brian Fitzpatrick would be my third pick. Yep.
I think... Deshaun Watson. Not Deshaun Watson. What's his name?
Tom Savage?
No, the Tampa Bay. Jamarcus Russell.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah, Jameis Winston.
Jamarcus Russell.
I think he's starting this week, actually. He is. So, that's a shame.
He goes on that list, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it doesn't get better if you throw Jameis Winston on there.
What do you guys think?
I mean, you look around the league and it only gets worse.
What do you think about this?
Tell me, hit me.
Next year in the draft, the Jets, their first pick, Baker Mayfield.
Hey, I've heard people talk about, you know, guys in the draft like Sam Darnold and at UCLA, Josh Rosen.
Mm-hmm.
No one mentions Baker Mayfield yet. No. He's got character issues.
He's getting a lot of Johnny Manziel comparisons, Johnny Manziel had his priorities mixed up, and I think Mayfield is more focused.
Thought, I don't think a Jets would be a good place for him because it'd only get worse. Living in New York. You know, I mean, that Jets team lost, like, all their veterans. They just released them. So, I mean, who would be that, like, that person to guide.
They do need a quarterback.
Yeah, but who would guide him to know how to be a professional? That's what I'm saying. Like he's already bad, you know, like pretending to, you know, on
Kansas. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I just don't know.
Tell you what, if Sam Darnold is projected to be the first pick and Cleveland has that pick, there's already a lot of rumors saying that Sam Darnold will go back to school, and I actually wouldn't blame him.
Yeah, I think
he's going back to Cleveland. why would you? Yeah, exactly. I'm going back to USC too.
Yeah,
don't have to ask me twice. Yeah, I think Rosen is going to go number one.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
It's unfortunate because I actually like him. I think he would be a good NFL quarterback in the right system. But when he goes to Cleveland, sayonara.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think they just need to build up assets, the Browns.
I just don't get how they haven't found anybody.
Well, yeah. I mean, Josh Gordon's been suspended for like 6 years.
It all comes down to their front office.
Yeah, they have, like, with the Jets, they have, like, no leaders that people can look up to for discipline. They have Joe Thomas, but...
A couple of years ago, you could depend on them winning at least 4 or 5 games throughout the year. And now, the last couple of years, it's rare if they win a game. They win a game.
Yeah, I cheer more for them to win their first game than I do for them to go 0-16.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love seeing them get their first win, because it's hard to go 0-16. Okay. Last team to do it, Detroit Lions.
Oh, yeah.
People forget.
We almost lost that year to them.
And they had Matt Stafford and Calvin Johnson that year.
No, they didn't have Stafford. They had Culpepper.
Oh, boy.
Wow, where is he now?
But, yeah, they actually, the following year, they drafted Matthew Stafford. So
I wonder why.
Yeah. Moving on to a list that the projected 0-16 Browns won't be on. It's the top 10 power rankings for this week.
Don't.
I'm going to just blaze through them real quick. Got number 10, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville.
I want to put them higher, usually, but then they lose, like, ticky-tacky games against Arizona.
I don't think you can put them higher because they have a guy named Blake Bortles on their team. Yeah. So.
And Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
And that defense.
Yeah, and then number 9, you could argue.
Hold on, do they still have Justin Blackmon?
No, they don't. He was supposed to be a good receiver for them, but then he screwed it up.
Jacksonville's had, just like the Browns, so many picks, not pan out.
Number 9, you could argue with me about this, being over the Jaguars, the Los Angeles Chargers. They're off to...
Who do they play this week?
They play, I believe, Cleveland. Yeah, they play Cleveland! They have a really easy schedule the rest of the year with Cleveland, and then they face Kansas City, and then they face a struggling Denver Broncos team.
If they have an easy schedule, would you say they're one of the better teams?
I'm saying should be talked about more because they could sneak in into the playoffs as a division champion. And that's
why. Where would they sit if they didn't get in as a division champion? Where would they be in the wild card?
In the wild card? I'm not sure.
Would they have a chance if they didn't win the division?
They pretty much control their own destiny.
If they run the tables, so they'd
everyone in that conference does.
Yeah.
If they run the table, they'd be 10-6. They'd have a pretty good chance at a wild card, but they have teams coming up the alley like the Oakland Raiders, who I was thinking about putting them on the top 10, but then I just was kind of hesitant. I kind of like the Chargers more. So, got number 8, the Atlanta Falcons. And then you got number 7, Carolina. 6 New Orleans Saints, so 7-6, 7-6 on my list this weekend.
Who that?
I think Carolina could steal this one. They've been awfully hot lately.
They play each other?
Yeah,
I got a question. How many more years does Drew Brees play?
Gun to the head, I'd say 2.
The Saints haven't even said if they're going to bring him back next year.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Right. Because
without him, they're not even where they are now.
Yeah, they'd probably be a 3-win team.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, he's been that franchise. Entire franchise is Drew Brees for, 15 years.
Number 5 is L.A. Rams, the team that beat New Orleans last week. Then number 4, the team that beat the Rams and the Saints. And then lost to number 3 on this list. But number 4, Minnesota Vikings.
You know, in some rankings, I saw the Rams were ahead of the Vikings.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Like, held them to 7 points.
Yeah,
we pretty much. I mean, like, it was a close game up until like the fourth quarter. But why are they ahead of us?
Well, because they allowed 7 points. they would have allowed zero.
Totally. That's their logic with Minnesota, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. And then to round it out, to no one's surprise, number three, Pittsburgh. Number two, New England. Number one, the Philadelphia Eagles, led by the North Dakota product, Carson Wentz. So that's my top 10. So we're going to move along. Usually I do a start, sit, sleep for this week, but with the amount of time we have, I'm just going to do a fancy hot start of the week. So everybody's picked to do well this week.
Tommy, why don't you go first?
I'm going to go with Keenan Allen of the San Diego Chargers.
Los Angeles.
I'm used to that. Los Angeles. For the reason, last couple weeks, he has blown up the charts. I would know since he's on one of my fantasy teams, and I almost was ready to get rid of him. So, yeah, I'm picking Keenan Allen.
Yeah, my pick for this week is Joe Mixon. The last 2 weeks, he's been fed the...
The woman beater, Joe Mixon.
So he's been fed a lot at the running back spot for the team this year. Yeah. But he's finally actually taken over the starting running back spot over Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill.
Yep. He's good.
Yeah.
He just had that one incident in college where he hit a woman.
Yeah. So. The last two games, he's had 20-plus carries for the first time all year. After last week scoring 20-plus fantasy points against the Browns, expect... Joe Mixon to get a heavy workload this week against Steelers on Monday Night Football.
Yep, my pick for this week, Rob Gronkowski.
Are you sure it's not Dwight Howard?
No, I'm sure. No. And you know why? Rob Gronkowski is from Buffalo. He's returning home, baby. Man. He's never experienced going through a table during Bills Mafia.
Not at a tailgate, but I've been through tables before. For sure.
In what setting?
Like family get-togethers, I've definitely been growing up through tables.
So maybe this week, he goes through a table and they get upset.
Yeah, he said he's been through a table before at family barbecues. So I'd like to be at a Gronkowski family barbecue.
Absolutely,
that would be a good time.
Yeah, and so that's going to be a big one.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's our fantasy hot starts of the week.
And unfortunately, Gronkowski. It's not my MVP of the year because...
MVP of the year?
Oh, never mind. Keep going. We'll cut this.
No.
This is my nice.
Okay. Well... All
right, keep going.
Before, at the end, usually we play a little game of heads up at the end of our podcast. But before we get into things today, we, with the holiday season going around and everything, we made a new list... for you today. It's called the Naughty and Nice List. Each of us here picked one person they think would make the naughty list for Santa this year, and one player that made the nice list for Santa this year. So,
NFL?
It could be any sport.
Any sport?
Any sport. So I'll give you some time. So my person that made the naughty list this year is Josh Gordon.
Why? What did he do?
What didn't he do? That's the thing.
He didn't kill anyone yet.
Not yet. With recent coming abouts with what he did in college with the whole selling weed for $10,000 a month.
And the good money if you can get it.
The whole he had something in his system for every game since high school.
Yeah, he's drinking that high class alcohol too.
Yeah, I could even put his buddy Johnny Manziel on this list if I wanted to.
Johnny Manziel, he's been partying so hard, he's got a dad bod.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all saw that, but my God, he looks pretty chubby out there on the beach.
Yeah, so, and then the person that made my nice list this year is J.J. Watt.
What did he do?
He raised $33 million for a cancer relief fund. I mean, no, not
hurricane.
Just a hurricane.
My gosh.
Yeah, close enough. Same thing.
Still a good thing, right?
His goal was at the beginning to raise $500,000 for the hurricane relief fund for Hurricane Harvey over in Texas. So expect something nice on his tree this year for J.J. Watt. So
I got some naughty players. My first one is LeBron. He was ejected for the first time ever. And I just feel like this is the coming of age for LeBron, where he's becoming that stickler old man, you know, the
get off my lawn
type of guy, you know, where he's not getting the calls he wants and he, he expresses them differently than he has in the past because he's just old. So my nice list for this year, Rob Gronkowski again. And my reason being, he scored a 69th career touchdown this year. Nice. So shout out to you, Rob, for number 69.
69. So now you can retire free.
Yeah.
So yeah, Tommy, what do you got?
For my nice list, I'm going to go with Case Keenum, just for the fact that he has handled the team role and has never once questioned his starting spot with media or coaches or anything like that. He's just done the job, and we all love him here in Minnesota. And well, then for Naughty, I'm going to go with Ezekiel Elliott for putting off his suspension and pretty much throwing away the Cowboys' season. Well, they did have a big win last night, but
would have been much bigger with him.
I think he should have served it a little earlier.
Just like Tom Brady.
Yep.
You know, first four games, maybe Zeke could have done first six.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised nobody really mentioned Ezekiel. Like, usually we mention him sometime in the show, but
there he is. Just been mentioned.
Last night, the Cowboys did pretty well, by the way.
They did, Dak looked good, but boy, the Redskins looked bad. Redskins.
What about R. Kelly?
Redskins.
What about R. Kelly?
What about him?
Yeah, running back. What'd he do?
Nothing.
Really?
He didn't play.
Damn.
The O-line, I guess, has used 25 different rotations this year. That blows my mind for the Redskins.
That's more than a hockey hockey game.
That's like that's kind of like the Vikings last year.
Oh, you have experience with that.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Okay.
What about Santana Moss or Chris Cooley? How are they doing? What?
We're in 2017, Jake.
Yeah, they're coming down to the end of their careers.
No, Santana Moss is gone.
He's not even here.
No. What the hell? Chris Cooley?
No.
Oh, my God. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me they got rid of...
Clinton Portis?
Yeah.
RG3?
Yeah. Sean Alexander. That one year he was there.
All right. So that's our 90 nice list for this year.
I got one more thing.
What's that?
Talking soccer. A big thing.
Okay, wait. Jake's got a quick thing on soccer, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll cut this. So, this is actually pretty interesting, guys. I know a lot of you, sports heads, you know, you don't like soccer, you know, it's for girls, blah, blah, blah. Tommy's over here, he's falling asleep, eh? But hey, this is pretty important, because this is the third time in MLS Cup history that two teams have a rematch 2 years in a row. We got Seattle and Toronto. Again, last year, guys, you may not know this because you may not watch soccer like I do. Seattle won the cup in a shootout. I don't know if you know that. It's pretty big.
Know?
And Toronto, they only lost because their shot hit the bar. So it's very close, okay? Two evenly matched teams.
I believe that.
Okay? And then today, the World Cup draw came out. U.S. isn't in it, so, you know, nobody will care about what happens. And Italy's not in it either, so you won't be able to see players with the coolest names out there. You know, like Mario Balotelli or Leonardo Bonucci. But you got Gianluigi Donnarumma, you know. So those guys, I'm going to miss them this year.
Get to the point.
Yeah, my point is Russia's the host country. U.S. didn't make it. Tell me that's not ironic. That's talking soccer.
All right. Thank you, Jake. So, Tommy's usually not here for our podcast.
Yeah. This is Tommy's last week at school, so we're going to miss him. Yeah. We're going to feel the effects come Monday morning.
So, we're going to go out with a bang here, ladies and gentlemen. We're playing heads up. Tommy's going to take the reins for me here. Have you ever played heads up, Tommy?
No.
Okay. So,
heads up 7-0. We're not going to be playing with each other's thumbs.
What do you do? So you swipe up this thing, and then there'll be like a thing that goes 3-2-1, and it's like charades.
Oh, and hold here?
Yeah. So we describe to you what the person or whatever. So this topic is sports legends.
Oh, okay. Kay.
Oh, this is right up your alley.
So it's Dwight Howard, right?
Yeah. Future Hall of Famer. First ballot.
So yeah, if you get the right answer, you just put the phone down like that, and then if you don't know it, you just quickly go up like that.
Okay.
You know?
So, it sure. lags. Right. That's why I couldn't get it, because it lags. Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to try to beat six this time. All right?
Six.
So, place that on your forehead.
Let's go, Tom.
Okay. Place it more on your forehead.
Oh, there here we go, guys. Okay. Get ready.
All right.
Tom, are you ready?
Okay. Oh, he's on the Green Bay
Number Packers. 12.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. All the way down.
AR-12. Oh, best tennis player in the world next to Roger Federer from Spain.
Rafael Nadal.
Yes.
He's the main guy.
Number
in
23.
Main guy.
LeBron
NBA.
James.
Yep. LeBron James. Oh, this guy's a sprinter. U.S. Olympic.
Bolt.
No. U.S. 1960s.
Okay. His last name is a running back on the Patriots. Starts with Wait, no, you can't do that. Oh, just skip
I'm
it.
I'm skipping it.
Okay.
Dion Lewis. Meta World Peace's real name. Come on, buddy.
Ron Artest.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, this guy's
golfer.
Back in
famous,
golf.
Famous golfer.
He's
Tiger
back.
Woods.
Yep. Yeah, baby. 69 again.
Skip it.
Muhammad Ali's daughter.
Oh.
Number 23. Ernest.
Go.
Ernest.
Said Michael Jordan.
Go.
Come on.
Hurry.
Oh, famous
you
WWE.
Can't. Oh,
come on.
Area 21.
We didn't get six. We didn't get six.
God. We had John Cena and KG.
We got five. We did worse. Good.
We had what a.
We would have had
I think
it.
Having two people yell and scream two different things, I'm like,
you skipped. I was like, no. All right,
John
guys.
Cena.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in for our last episode of the semester. I hope you guys have enjoyed our last episode, and especially with Tommy being his last week here at the MSU Reporter.
I hope you enjoy what we do here.
Yes.
Keep it going, guys.
Yeah,
keep it going.
In case you haven't noticed, I will be taking the reins as the MSU sports editor for next semester.
Woo!
So, Tommy is kind of giving me the reins on that one, and I thank him for that. So, you guys, please tune in. I hope this gets bigger next semester. Right now, we're in the closet of the MSU Reporter right now.
It's developing.
Well, it's developing into...
I enjoy it.
You know, it's a calming place. Except for boxes falling down.
Very
you.
Intimate. I broke a chair earlier.
Yeah, he broke
know?
A chair earlier.
I mean, very tight place, but hey, you learn a lot about each other.
But guys, thanks for tuning in. I hope you're sipping on something good this weekend as you go into finals week, especially. Keep on rolling, guys. Have a good winter break. Hope to see you next semester. Hey, everybody, last words.
Love you guys.
Go Mavs.
Love you guys.
I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your life pass you by. Weep not for the dark.